Proclamation number 6937 of 6th of October, 1957. Effectiveness of the Divine Ray of Love. My ray of love hits you with undiminished strength, but your resistance limits its effectiveness and therefore it can neither enlighten nor warm you. That is why you are ignorant and powerless as long as you still defend yourselves against me. And you cannot deny this deficiency, for you lack the clear realization of your origin and your aim. You perhaps assume but lack the conviction that your assumptions are correct. And you also lack strength, for although you have vitality at your disposal, it is nevertheless subject to certain limits. Your body is subject to laws which you cannot overturn at will if you don't want to endanger your existence. Thus you have to admit ignorance and weakness if you seriously think about it. And thus you also have proof that my strength of love cannot take effect on you as yet, because such means that all deficiencies have been remedied as well as my strength of love can shine upon you without encountering resistance. But you lack the evidence for this, or even you don't make an effort to procure the evidence of the effect of my illumination of love. Because you all could. You need only no longer defend yourselves against me. You need only consciously turn towards me and want to be illuminated by me and my love. And you will be amazed at the transformation that will take place in yourselves by virtue of my love. You will see the darkness disappear. Hitherto unsolved questions will be answered for you. You will be able to grasp the correlations, and you will also have strength at your disposal if you make use of it yourselves in full belief that you, as living creations of a powerful God, can also draw strength from Him if you are willing to accept it from Him. All of you could provide yourselves with this evidence, but only if you consciously turn to me and open yourselves to my illumination of love. If you want to make contact with me, only then will your earthly existence become understandable to you, only then will the darkness give way and you will realize with the greatest of light why you walk on earth. Although physical weakness can still cling to the human being then, for it is more spiritual strength which he now receives and which he uses again for spiritual activity, which may indeed also include appearances which become visible on his fellow human being's body. But he did not accomplish them with his life force but with the strength of love which flowed to him from me and for which nothing is impossible. A person who is still unaware of all this has not yet opened himself to me in my illumination of love. He is still inwardly repelled by me, even if he is not a conscious opponent. Yet his indifference and his aimless earthly life. For earthly aims are not to be recorded as plus. Prove his God remote single quote attitude, they prove his distance from me, even if he professes faith in a God with his mouth. The opening of his heart to my ray of love, there must be a completely free decision on the part of the human being. He must consciously turn to me in an hour of inner contemplation and then request from me what he lacks, light and strength, i.e., knowledge and the strength to now be able to utilize this knowledge according to my will. He must consciously give up resistance, that is, consciously unite with me. He must establish contact with me so that the flow of love can be transferred to him. The human being may not value his intellectual knowledge as realization, for as long as he has not been enlightened by me myself, he will not be able to represent intellectual knowledge as absolute truth but only ever assume that it could be the truth, whereas he will now represent as truth what he has once recognized through inner enlightenment. So as long as you humans still question or assume, the divine light of love has not yet become effective in you. But you can all acquire this firm conviction as soon as you give me the right to let my ray of light of love flow into you through your will. Then weakness and darkness will depart from you, then light and strength will fill you again, which were your own in the beginning. And only then will your path go upwards, whereas before you were wandering along on the same level, often even in danger of going downwards again because you go astray in darkness and will never reach the aim. Amen.